That's a weak amen. It's the Word of God that's going to change you. The preacher's not going to change you. Amen. I'm going to preach the Word to you, but it's the Word that's received by faith is what's going to change you. You need some extra change? The Word can change that for you. It can change that situation. Amen? I remember a lady in the Bible gave all that she had. She had all the change she had that day. With a woman. Jesus saw her heart. He didn't look at what she gave. He looked at what was in her heart that she gave. She gave all she had. All that she had. And he seen the other. See, Jesus sees our hearts. And he's listening. And he's watching. And he's waiting for somebody. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord go to and fro in the Old Testament. To and fro. God's looking to and fro. For somebody that he can show himself mightily in. He found Mary. He found Mary. He'd been looking for a virgin. He found one. And she said, I will. She said, so be it. When the angel gave her the proclamation, Mary, Mary, highly favored, you found favor with God. You shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a male child. Shall call his name Emmanuel, Jesus, God with us. Now she did ask a question, how's this going to be? I'm a virgin, I'm not married. And he told her the answer. And she believed, so be it according to thy word, so be it. At that moment, she conceived. The Word became flesh. Now, the series we're talking about is healing is here. Don't go look out there. If you want to really look on where it said, look down, because your spirit's right on the inside of you. If you got born again, if you've received Jesus Christ, once you do that, the Holy Spirit comes in and recreates your dead spirit, and you become alive unto God. So you don't have to go to church to look for healing. All you got to do is look to Jesus. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's on the inside of you. Amen. He's in your spirit. You're a spirit being now. Yes. Born unto God. Old things. Old diseases. Old curses. Old diabetes. All these generational curses that said, be careful now. That's in y'all's genealogy. Now, I go to another genealogy. I go to Matthew. And he takes me from Adam all the way to Jesus. That's the lineage I'm in. His blood has no sickness. It has no disease. It has no death. Because he is life. You can't mix death and life. You can't mix oil and water. That's a sad story. You put oil and water. You put water in your oil tank, in your car. Don't do this. That's a sad story. For a mechanic, it's a good story. It's an expensive story because he's going to have to fix that for you. Amen. You put oil in the oil reservoir and you put gas in the gas tank. Amen. Put Jesus in your situation and he'll change it. Amen. But we're going to continue our series talking about healing is here. And if you look in your bulletin, that word's not spelt wrong. Healing is here. Deliverance is here. Salvation is here. What do you need? Jesus is here. He's never left. He left bodily, but he left us another one just like him. Amen. There's only one Lewis. There's only one Reed. And there's also one God in three. Ain't that awesome? He's got enough to go around. He can be on first base, second base, and third base. He's got all bases covered. Healing is here. We're going to read, if you want to turn with us in the book of Luke. We were just there previously, Luke 5, 17. I've got notes up here. I might use them, I might not. Because I want to take you to Bethlehem. I want to take you to Judea. I want to take you to Samaria. Let's walk where Jesus walked, right here in Concord. Because it doesn't matter where you are with God, he meets you where you are. It don't matter if you're in Concord, Statesville, Israel, he's there. But it does take faith to receive from God. Amen. It takes faith to believe in a God I can't see. Luke 5, 17. It happened on a certain day as he was teaching, as Jesus the Master was teaching, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who had come of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem, and the what? Power. Say power. The power of the Lord was present to heal them. We think about opening up the presence this year. I'm thinking about, what do you need opened up in your life? I need some power. Let's open up a present called power. Power. What do you need? Behold, they brought a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay him before him. And when they could not find how they might bring him in because of the crowd, couldn't get in the front door, the back door, they went up on the rooftop and let him down through his bed, through the tiling in the midst, say midst, before Jesus. Midst before Jesus. See, we got to think about the cripple coming in wheelchairs. We got to think about the invalid coming in on beds if they need to and laid down here at the altar. What am I going to do? I'm not going to do anything. Jesus is. But what do pastors, what do the people, when we see them come in, we got to be seeing them healed. We got to be seeing the power. The power ain't out there. The power's in here. The power's in you. When you come in, the lights get brighter. God's house gets brighter when you come in. Amen. We need all the pews filled. We need the sick here. We need the diseased here. We need the poor here. We need the lost here. Because that's what the power's for. Yeah. Is to get people changed. To get them healed. Get them delivered. To get them out of the mess that they're in. That's why Jesus came. There wasn't nothing wrong with him. But there was something wrong with us. Amen. God's never changed. He's not the problem. We were. We are. And he came. Luke was the only gospel writer that mentioned about the power to heal. Now, this story is mentioned in the other gospels, but Luke is the only one that talked about the power was there to heal. He's a physician. He's a doctor. How does a doctor see the power? How can he talk about the power? He's seen the power. He's seen Jesus operate. And he was a doctor. And good doctors are practicing physicians. Uh-oh, if you got to go to the doctor. Cindy just come from one. They're practicing on Cindy. They're practicing on Michelle. See, they're practicing. Jesus don't need no practice. He is the healer. The healer don't need to know how to heal. The ones that are not the healer need to know how. See, Jesus is the healer. We go to a practicing physician because he's just, this is what he knows about the body. But get you a good Christian physician like Dr. Luke, who has seen the power. Not what Luke had, but what Jesus has. He has the power to heal. The power is present to heal, to save, to deliver. Anytime the word's being brought forth, even if the word is not being preached, the power is still available. We talked about the power in the wall. You can't see power in that light switch, in that receptacle, but it's there. Mike, go give you a fork. Go stick. Can you check and see if there's any power in there? Mike, I know it's there. He knows it's there. Anybody else besides me did that with when I was a kid? Listen to your dumb brother say, hey, go put this in that socket over there. And then your hair goes sticking out. You're like, whoa. You found out there's something behind that switch called the power. If you paid the power bill, right? If you gave your money, if you paid Duke Energy, whatever Duke Power may be, whatever power company there is for you. Well, if you're here last week, as a Christian, we need the power, and the power bill has been paid in full. Jesus paid the price 2,000 years ago. He gave his blood. He gave his life. He gave his sacrifice. Once he entered into the Holy of Holies and turned the light switch back on. The power has been, it was there before he went back to the Holy of Holies. He came to the earth and revealed his power, working with the Holy Ghost. He wasn't working by himself. The Father was doing the work in him, but the Holy Spirit had to come in and anoint him. Jesus was became flesh. And then, let me go on through the, I don't want to get you off on all kind of courses here. I'm supposed to refresh you a little bit. You know what refreshing is? Last week, we compared how electricity flows, how everything works by laws. The way to healing or anything we receive from the Lord has to flow to us, just like electricity flows. Well, that electricity operates by laws. If you obey the laws of electricity, you'll have the benefit of the power. You know what the curse of not obeying the law of electricity is? You could be dead is the worst case. You can get, it's called electrocution. If you don't know how the laws work, you can get in trouble. You can be dead. You can get dead. You can get zapped. if you don't obey the laws. Laws are good. The law is not bad. Laws are there for a purpose. It's to keep you alive. Amen. To keep you alive. Yeah. Talking about the laws of electricity. There is a path that the power has to flow through. There's a path in that wall. It comes from a source. Whatever power company here, mine is Duke Power, that is the power source. That's where all the power flows. Electricity starts at Duke Power. At that, whether they got a coal plant, a nuclear plant, they're storing up power. And they've sent the power out. To get into that power, you have to pay your power bill, and you get the benefit of the power. You turn your lights on, you turn your stove on. Women, you turn your hair dryer on. And you got power. You got benefits. Look, Mike, they looking good up here, ain't they? They get turn the lights on. They got the hair dryer. All our these women are looking nice out here. Us men, we could do without the power for that, right? We just get up and brush our hair, brush our teeth, and we're good. We're gone. Women need a little bit more power. Get those nice little things, those curling irons, all these things working. You have to have a power source, and then you got to have a way to get the power from where it is to where it's supposed to be. And electricity, you've got a circuit. You got a black wire that's called the common wire. That's where it plugs in to the power. And then the power's coming through that power source. It's usually copper, silver, it's a black wire. And then as it comes through, it's going to the, if you got a washing machine, it's going to the motor. So that thing is talking, chuka 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 chuka. Got new ones that say, jing, jing. It depends on what you got, Samsung, GE. I like the old juga 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 juga. You can hear something happening. A lot of them's a lot more quieter. You don't know if the power's there, if there's even thing working. But it comes from that black wire into that motor, juga 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 juga, and then it uses that power. 120 volts comes through, depending on what kind of machine you have, and then it uses so much of that voltage, and it creates amperage right there. That motor uses that power. And then what's left, it don't use all the 120 volts. It's leaving. And it goes to out of white wire called the neutral. And then what's left, it goes right back and it completes the circuit. Makes a circle. Makes a circle. And then it just repeats the whole process. Common to neutral, back home, back, just makes a circuit. Well, see, God is our source. God is our source. He's the power where everything flows from. Jesus paid the price. He is your common ground. You got to have common ground with Jesus. You got to be common with Him. You got to know Him. You got to build a relationship with Him. You have to receive Him as your Lord and Savior. That's your common ground to God the Father. You get hooked up. But what are you going to do with all that power? It's coming, but it's going to come in your body. It's going to heal your body. And then it's going to leave. And it's coming. And it's going to make a circle. You got what you need? It's going to be used. But never get out of the flow. You got to stay plugged in. Let it complete that circle. That's your part. You got to stay plugged in. You're the neutral. It's not me, oh Lord. Jesus has provided everything. I just got to be neutral. In other words, everything He's done, I receive it by faith through grace. That's neutral ground. He paid the price. He's the common. He's the factor. That's just ABCs of 1, 2, 3 of electricity. And I'm not a certified electrician, but I've been doing it for 10 years. I've been working with electricity for 10 years, and I can tell you when things are working right, when they're working wrong, and I can tell you when I make a mistake and I touch a live wire. Get a little jingle. You hear that bell and get a little jingle. I feel some power, and it goes through my body, and it goes out of my body. You don't want that power. But God's power doesn't do that to you. I got born again at home, sitting on my couch. I read Romans 10:9-10 says, if you will believe in your heart, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved. But I was seeking before I... See, I had to be seeking that to find it. I knew it was in there because I heard it before. I knew how to open up a book and go to the table of contents and find I'd heard it, but I hadn't heard it. So I'd heard it preached, but I didn't let it sink in. I didn't let it get rooted and grounded. I didn't plug into the source and it went right around and went to somebody else. But if you get plugged in, your motor will start working. Jung, 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 jung. Something on the inside, working on the outside. There's a song, "Oh, What a Change in My Life." And people can see it. People can see when you get changed. People can see when you receive Jesus and you get born again. You're a brand new creation. You don't do what you used to do. Well, you might still have some old habits, but you just keep letting the Word come in. Keep letting the Word come in. So you got to renew your mind. Your mind didn't get saved. Your spirit did. Yeah. So now you got to renew your mind. This is how healing operates. Healing works also by, just like the laws of electricity, healing works by laws. By what law, Pastor? It's called the law of faith. There's laws of faith. Faith works by laws. Amen. Healing works also by laws, just like electricity is called the law of faith. Faith works by laws also. It works by love. There's your law, love. Galatians 5:6. Let's look there. I'm not just telling you all this. This is not my opinion. This is what the Word says. If you want healing manifest, deliverance manifest, want your finances blessed, there's laws. And the quicker we can understand the laws, the quicker I can get my healing manifested. It's not like it's out there somewhere. It's just I got to learn how it operates. I got to learn the laws and how they operate. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't mark my page. I'm going to find it like you guys are finding it. Galatians chapter 5. And this is just one place you can find it. There's a lot of places. You get in the book of Corinthians. All the gifts of the Spirit. You can have all the gifts. You can be speaking in tongues. You can be prophesying. You can be having a Holy Ghost experience. And if you're in your flesh, it ain't going to profit you nothing. It ain't going to profit you guys nothing either. But if you're doing it in love, if love is your source, if love is your common ground, and you're operating, that's how the gifts, that's a better way, Paul said. Let me show you a more excellent, say excellent. Excellent. Let me show you a more excellent way. So you can operate in the flesh in God's gifts. He's not going to take those gifts from you. But you can do it and get people confused and just have a fleshly service. Have a whoopee, praise God, hallelujah, walk out of here. What did the preacher say? Well, see, you didn't have a Holy Ghost meeting. You had a flesh meeting. Amen. You got pumped up, but once you got pumped up, what are you going to do with all that power? What power? What are you talking about power? I just felt good. Power is not a feeling. It's a person. The Holy Ghost is a person. And He's got all the power we need, but He operates by what Jesus said. Jesus said, I'm going to send you another comforter, another helper, another mighty one, mighty miracle working power of God, but He's going to operate. He's only going to bring back to your remembrance everything that I've said. This is Jesus speaking. He's going to go by what the Word says. That's how the flow works. It works by the law of love, by the Word of God. I haven't read this yet, have I? Galatians 5:6 says, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision, that's the law requirement, avails, it don't profit you nothing. But faith worketh through love. That's how you're going to get the benefit. That's how you're going to receive your healing. Is you got to, God is love. God is love. You give love, you receive love. What's the benefits of love? What's the benefits of God? He is my healer. Jehovah Rapha is one of His benefits. I won't be His beneficiary. I'm his child. You are. But you got to know how to receive that from Daddy. But see, love works totally opposite. God's kind of love. Tammy, what can I help you with today? See, love doesn't seek its own, but it seeks the better of somebody else. And when you start working in that, next thing you know, your body's healed. I didn't ask for healing, Lord. He says, I know. But you were operating in love out here. You were helping somebody. I just did that for you because the Bible says He knows the need before we even ask. Sometimes we don't have to ask because we're just being about God's, the Father's business. And He gets into Mike's business a little bit. And Cynthia's business a little bit. Nah, Lord, just don't do a little bit, Lord. Let it all. Come on, give me all you got, Lord. Amen. Good measure. Press down. We're talking about your business. You know what we're talking about. See, God knows what you need. He's got it all taken care of. Now, you be about my business, he says. You help the hurting, heal the wounded, set the captives free. Take healing to them. Give them bread. Give them my word. See, the word is the bread of life. Give me my word. Give them my word. And watch me work in your business. Watch me gin in your business, your personal business. Between your relationship, God will take care of some things. Amen. Jesus gave us the perfect example how to live by faith. He was under the law. I love this, and I really don't have the full revelation of it, but he was under the law, the Levitical law, the commandment. He was under the law, and he fulfilled every jot and every tittle. But he was full of grace. He was under the law, and he's still being underneath that bondservant to the flesh. He operated perfectly by grace. Even being underneath that taskmaster, the Bible calls it. What did he have to do? He had to listen to the Holy Ghost. See, because the devil tempted him when he was hungry, remember? He was hungry, hadn't eaten up for 30 days, and the devil said, Jesus, you got all that power. Mike, you got all that power. Don't worry about all these little, you got to fill out this permit and do all this. Nah, there's a better way, Mike. Just come on with me, and we'll bypass all those little things, and I'll get you to the top. Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. See, it looked good. He was hungry. But that ain't what the power for. The power ain't for you. It's to help somebody else out. And then God will help you out. Now, if you need healing, don't misunderstand me. You ain't got to wait to get to church. That power is available. But we're talking about pride. See, the devil, he ain't nothing. He's the father of pride. He wants to do things his way and not the way God created. See, he failed. He unplugged from the power source when he said, I want to be the power source, God. This is what Lucifer did. And he got shocked. He was shocked when he found out. He shouldn't never ask that. He wasn't created for that. And he got struck down. Amen. He got struck down with a curse. God saw that pride. It was in his heart. God didn't put it there. The devil created it. He is the creator of death, not God. He is the author of death, not God. Amen? He's the author of sickness, disease. Jesus is our healer. He's never changed. There's healing in his wings. Jesus gave us the perfect example how to live by faith. Even though he was under the law, he was full of grace. He was full of power. He was full of power, but he didn't give it just because people needed it. Come on, you got to see that. He just didn't just give his power because they needed it. He gave it when they operated by faith. He wasn't going to give it to somebody that thought God was doing it to them. Go to the book of Job. The power came, but it came a long time. He had to listen to friends saying, Job, it's because you're sinning. It's all, God's bringing this on you, Job, because of all this stuff you're doing. That was not true. The devil was in there. Job didn't have no understanding about the devil. We do. Read the New Testament. Jesus talked about the devil a lot. Why? Because he defeated him. Jesus said, I came to destroy the works of the devil. Not the works of, if it was God's sickness, he would have said, I came to destroy the works of my Father. That's not God. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. God had nothing to do with that source. Never will, never has, never will. He is your healing source. He is your Savior. He's not your destroyer. He's not your destroyer. He's not the thief. He's not the thief. I believe the number one reason we have problems in receiving our healing is that we just don't understand how healing flows and operates. And I'm telling you today, I don't know 100% how it works. But one thing I do know, just like Paul, I'm forgetting the past. I don't understand why that happened or why it didn't happen. But Lord, I'm trusting you, Jesus. You said, this is the way. This is how it works. If I don't have food, I take it and I lifted up to you, Father, and I believe I got more than enough to feed these people, and I just believe it. You got to look past what the natural says, and you got to look up to your Father who is in heaven and get two of you agreeing, and it shall come to pass. That's what the Word says. If two of you on earth shall agree, is touching what God says, it's coming in your body, it's coming in your finances, it's here. It's here, but you got to see it. Now we got to see it. We got to bring it. We got to plug in, and then we got to get it working in our lives. Amen. Plug into the power source. And we got to do that by faith. We got to know how faith works. And y'all stick with me when we start talking about unbelief. I got about 20 minutes, maybe 20 minutes. Like I said, it's like Thanksgiving around here. When I got food cooking for you, I got you. I'm going to lock the door. You ain't got to go outside to get no food. We're going to keep you, might keep you a little bit longer today. Because if we're going to feed you, that means I can have you a little bit longer, right? I see some of you smiling. Well, it depends on what you're cooking, Pastor. What kind of food you got? What kind of food you got? I got healing. Jesus has got healing for you. He's got wisdom for you. Oh, Jesus, that's what I'm hungering for. Yes. That's what we're hungry. We got to hunger. We got to stay hungry for the things of God. Yes. That number one reason is we just don't understand how God's power works, how it operates. We got to stay plugged into the power source, and let's go to the power source is in the book of Acts. If you want to know about the power and how to get plugged in and how to stay plugged in and how to walk in the power, it's called the Acts of the Apostles. We could say and call it the Acts of the Holy Spirit, because this was after Jesus was resurrected and was taken to heaven. We're going to start Acts 1. I'm going to read verses 1 through 9. Acts. And we could also say this is how Christians are supposed to act. Amen. We're supposed to be acting like this. Act 1. Acts 1, 1 through 9. This is written by who? So I got some Bible scholars out here. Luke. Acts was written by Luke, who was the great. Jesus is the great physician, but he was a doctor. But what we start off with, he's the one that wrote about the power. The doctor wrote about the power. You need a doctor, a Christian doctor, that believes in the power of God. Because if you got a doctor that believes, they'll tell you right out, I'm not your healer, Mike, but I can help you. I can help you with this situation. We can cut it out. We can sew it. We can do whatever we need to do, but I can't heal you. We're going to put you in the recovery room, and I can't recover for you. See, but he said, but I know our Jesus. I know our Lord and Savior. He's your healer. See, if you got a doctor believing with you, boy, that's the kind of doctor I want to be in. I want his hands on me. Amen. Because if he's believing in the hands that created his hands and gave him the mind to operate and do all these things, and then he says, that doctor's saying, Lord, this patient's in your hands. And then God puts his hands on it. And next thing you know, one out of five, you're that one that survives. Dr. Gary Price is a prime example. Three or four had that surgery, that tumor removed from the brain. He's the only one living. Because he said, doctor, cut this thing out of my head, but I don't want the chemo. I don't want all that stuff. I'm believing in my God who is my healer. And out of three or four, he's the only one living. Amen? Because he trusted, he believed in the power. The power. Acts 1, 1 and 9 says, the formal account I made, O Theophilus, this is Luke speaking, of all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up after he, through the Holy Spirit, through the power source, had gave commandments. The commandments is, this is not a suggestion. These were commandments that he gave to the apostles whom he had chosen. God's chosen you. He's chosen me to be his disciples. To whom he presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them 40 days and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God, how God's kingdom operates. It operates by laws. Seed time and harvest. Amen? You need healing, be praying for somebody that needs healing. It's just a spiritual wall. It's working. That's the way it works. That's the way it works. And being assembled together with them, Jesus commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait. Say wait. Wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly, talking about John the Baptist, truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said, Jesus said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to the power. I'm going to say to the power. To me in Jerusalem, Judea, Concord, and to the end of the earth. Power in verse 7. Read it again. Look at your Bible. Now, if you got, depending on what version you have, it might be said a different way. King James says, and he said to them, Jesus, it's not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his... If yours says power, in the Greek, it's the word ousousia. It means delegated authority. In other words, Jesus has given me the right to use his power. But God has not given us the authority to know when the kingdom of God shall come. In other words, when Jesus, when all this thing is going to be wrapped up, when it's all going to be over and done with, the Father has not given us that yet. And it has not been delegated to Jesus. Because Jesus said, everything I hear of the Father, I'm going to show it to you. The Father has not given that authority to Jesus, but he has given us authority to use his name. Jehovah Rapha, God the healer. That's one of Jesus' names. But verse 8, but you shall receive power. Different word, different meaning. But you shall receive power, called dunamis. Dunamis, dynamite. That's what dynamite, dino, dynamite, dunamis. It's miracle work and power. See, that's the power we need on the earth. That's what we need on the earth, that miracle work and power. Don't need it in heaven. There ain't no sickness, no disease, no devil in heaven anymore. That old, he's been cast out. Can't be no pride in heaven. It's all full of love. Love in heaven. We better start operating here on the earth. Amen? Amen? We're going to be operating in love when we get to heaven. We might as well learn now here on the earth. But we need that power here. We need the power here. It's the same miracle working power when God said, light be, light became. The Holy Ghost, when God said light, pow, dunamis. The Holy Spirit created light. The earth. All that God said came into existence when he spoke it. How are you going to get it to work? You speak it. You say what Jesus said. I rebuke this in the name of Jesus. I am the healed. I refuse to live like this any longer. Jesus, you are my healer. Devil, get under my feet. I speak that by the authority that Jesus gave me. You're not going to understand that unless you have been anointed with the power. Once you get born again, you are changed. But Jesus said, wait. Now, we don't have to go to Jerusalem now to get the power. He said, tarry in Jerusalem. Tarrying days is over. That part, that sign and miracle, there was tongues of fire that came on their heads. They seen it. That's a sign and a wonder. We're not looking for that sign anymore, but we are still operating. Jesus is the baptizer. He baptizes in the Holy Ghost. We don't have to see the tongues of fire on the head because it's on the inside. But there was people that wasn't filled down there in the streets of Jerusalem, looked up there and they seen something and they heard something. They were praising God and shouting and praying in all kind of different languages that they all knew. But they wasn't just singing them old hillbilly blues song. They was magnifying and praising God and giving honor and glory to God. They were talking about the miracles and they were talking about the power. They were praising him for bringing them probably out of bringing the children of Israel out of Egypt. Lord, you opened up the Red Sea. They was magnifying God. full of power. When you're full of the Holy Ghost, it's going to be magnifying God. It ain't going to be magnifying me. That's the flesh. That's what it does. It has power too. The devil has power, but it's not his. It's not delegated by God. It's delegated by us. We give it to him. We got to give the devil that power. Without it, he has no power. He has no power. He's a deceiver. He's been kicked out. Amen? Jesus never kicks you. He pulls you. He encourages you. Lifts you up. Says you're going to make it. You're going to make it. He says, fear not. Believe only. And you shall see the miracle. You shall receive that manifestation you've been believing for. You keep me in the forefront of your mind. Amen. Don't you listen to what the enemy says. Those enemies got to be scattered. Tell me that verse, Lewis. Let God arise.
Yeah, it says let God arise and his enemies be scattered.
We got to let God arise.
Now let God arise up in you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's called.
Mm-hmm. Those enemies have to scatter.
The power.
Yes, hallelujah.
That's your choice. That's our choice. We have to choose to let God arise. Jesus chose to be baptized in the Jordan by his cousin John,
yes.
Which God said, the Holy Spirit told John, he gave him a vision, said, you're going to see one, it's going to be my son. You're going to know him by revelation, by the Spirit of God. Your spirit's going to bear witness with him, and you're going to call him the Lamb of God, the sins of the world. This is what the Holy Spirit told John. He was baptized in his mother's womb from birth, filled with the Holy Ghost, filled with power to see Jesus and speak that word over him. But God told him, now you baptize him with water, and I'm going to baptize him with the Holy Ghost and power. See, John did his part. God did his part. And Jesus went about and destroyed the devil, and that's his part. And he said, now, church, I'm getting out of here, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send you another comforter just like me. And when I get to heaven, the Father's going to send you that gift, because he had to wait on the blood. He had to wait on, God had to wait on the sacrifice to get there. Jesus presented his life, his blood, his sinless life before the Father, and God turned on the power. He sent it back down to earth. He sent it one time in a baby. That baby grew and lived underneath the law, fulfilled every jot and every tittle.
Yes.
But then there come a time when it was time to get about the Father's business. He learned about it in 12. He said, now I've got to spend a little bit of time with Mama, a little more years, but I'm working on a plan. I'm working on a plan in this body that God gave me. I'm going to go and I'm going to destroy the works of the devil. I'm going to look at leprosy and I'm going to tell it, be free, be healed.
Yes.
Be loosed and be set free.
Yes.
No, you ain't got to wait. You ain't got to go see the priest. I am the priest, Jesus said. I am that priest. One came back and thanked him, became whole. Then we just thank him. How do you get your manifestation? You just thank God. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. You are my healer. You are my provider. You are. He is the great I am. Amen. He is the great I am. Glory to God. Healing is here. The power of God is here. And I explained, I'm going to explain it real quick. We talked about that oven last week. I work for GE. I'm an oven man. So I talk about appliances. Different preachers might be plumbers. One of the great preachers, he was a plumber. Mr. Wigglesworth. He was an uneducated man, plumber. His wife showed him a few things, but he learned how to pray. And he learned how to trust on the Holy Ghost. He didn't have an edumacation like Jethro Bodine. I didn't have an edumacation. But I got the Holy Ghost.
Right.
And power. And he spoke. He seen tumors. He went after the devil. If you read his books, when he saw disease, sickness on people, all he saw was an attack of the devil. And he would attack that disease. He would attack that tumor. Because he saw the devil. He saw it behind it. And he was like a dog with a bone. He wanted that person to get set free. And you would say he maybe didn't have much sympathy. No, he didn't have sympathy. He was full of compassion. He didn't like anything the devil had, and he didn't like it. Don't come to his house with a newspaper. He wouldn't let you in the door. He said, I don't want none of that old doubt and unbelief in my house. If you got a King James Bible or the Bible, the Word of God, you're welcome, but leave that newspaper out on the porch. Now, you could come in, but he said, you got to leave that old doubt and unbelief out there on the porch. Hey. Charlotte Observer ain't going to help you, but if you'll observe, Jesus said, if you'll observe to do all that's written therein in this book, you'll have the benefits of it. You'll have the power. You'll have the power to be healed. Amen? and to be set free. An oven works by 240 volts. Ladies, that's 120 times 2. Remember that you plug in your hair dryer. When you plug it in, you're getting 120 volts. Say power. Say power. Power. A little bit lower. Say power. But if you've got an oven, that power is not going to get your cake baked. You got to have another 120 volts. Say power.
Power.
So you got 240. Now you got some power. See, the 120, the first power gets the lights, your clock will be on. You can push the buttons, bake, broil, self-clean. Mark's like, no, mine says Mark clean. I don't have a self-cleaner. I have to clean my own oven. Some of them's got self-cleans, a button, but some of them you got to clean them yourself. I got one of them. Mine's called a Robert button. And that's not. If I want to clean it, it's going to be a Robert button. I don't have a self-clean button. But anyway, you can have 120 volts. You can push the button. It says 300 degrees. Come back in about 5 minutes. You can stick your hand in there. It's cold. But until you get the other 120 volts coming, then you got the power. One comes in and turns the clock on, and the other 120 volts turns your bake element on. When you hit bake, the other power comes in. Jesus was baptized in the Jordan. But then he was baptized. The Holy Ghost came down and anointed him for service. That's the other 120. That's what Jesus said. You believe on me? He breathed on them, his disciples, and they received the Holy Ghost. They got born again because they believed. They stuck with him. You believe in the Lord Jesus, you get born again. But then again, he said, but you got to wait. There's another 120 volts coming, Mike. 10 days from now. 10 days from now is going to be the day of Pentecost when it was fully come. And God is faithful. Jesus said something's coming. Let's read where it came. Amen. It's coming. We're getting to the end of it. Let's go look in Acts 2. Say Acts 1. Act 2. Acts chapter 2. I'm going to read these quick. Verses 1 through 21. Might get through all. I might just stop. Acts. Let me get there. I'm on the wrong chapter. I'm just under the power right now. Amen. I'm kind of heating up a little bit. Sometimes your eyesight, you just can't see. It's like, man, just forget what I'm reading, Lord. I just want to say it. I just want to say it. I know what's in here. But we've got to read it. Jesus said, he set and he taught them. I want you to see it for yourself. Acts chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, fully. That means Jesus had to come before it could be made fully. See, they celebrated the feast of Pentecost. But when it fully come, it's because Jesus had come. He filled it all in all. Amen? He came. He became God in the earth. When it had fully come, they were in one place, in one accord, and Brandy could help us here on the guitar. They were in one accord. They were singing the same song. They were waiting in Jerusalem. Jesus said, wait, we waiting in Jerusalem. This ain't what they sang. Jesus said, wait, we. They're praying. The best way they know how to pray. They believe in, they remember, and they're reminiscing. We'd call it reminiscing about the good old days when Jesus was here. Man, you remember Lewis when we went down to the Sea of Galilee? And he told us to go to the other side. And we went, got into a boat. And there was a storm out there. You remember that storm, Peter? Yeah, man. Yeah. John, you remember? I walked on water. You can't say that, can you, John? I walked on water. See, the boys are reminiscing. They're talking about and magnifying God about things he had done. Wasn't no pride there. They were just, the Bible says, Paul says, if I'm going to boast, I'm going to boast in the Lord. Peter said, I walked on the water because Jesus said, come. And I went. If Jesus says, go, Mike, you go. Because you got the power. You've got the promise. Come on. If you got the promise, you got the power. You can walk on water. Amen. You can do, you can go where God says go. Don't look at your pocketbook. You got to look at your wife if you're married. Say, dear, God says go in here. What do you say? You got to be in agreement, right? Because we got, for the power to work, we got to work by love. And if you're man and wife, you got to be in agreement. My wife always told me, she says, you the gas pedal, and she says, I'm the brake. I'm always wanting to go, and she's like, well, slow down a little bit. She's putting on the brake. Wait a minute, I got to hear what God's saying too. We need both of us. Somebody's the gas pedal, somebody's the brake. And don't drive like my mama. They taught her to drive. She drives with both feet on each one of them, like a piano. You drive with one foot because you don't want to give it gas when you put on the brake. You know, the happy song might come. That's the way Mama was taught. Don't do that. One foot on the gas, one foot on the brake. I got lost. Where were we at? They were all in one accord, singing the same song. When Jesus comes back, he said, wait right here, something's coming. He said, the Father's going to do something, something's going to happen. And they started talking about the Lord. In verse 2, and suddenly, say suddenly, there came a sound from heaven, not on earth, from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled, say filled, the whole house. Who was in the house? There was people in the house. God's power it ain't going to help this wall out here. It's helping the people that's in the house. He filled the whole house. There wasn't no room for error. The whole house was filled with his presence. In the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. They were filled with strength. They were filled with his presence. They were filled with his power. Filled the whole house while they were sitting. Not time to sit no more. And if y'all need to stand up, you stand up. They had to get up. They were sitting, but they started standing after the power came in. Because the power is going to do something. Now you can sit underneath the power too. It don't matter. And it appeared to them divided tongues as of fire. Because if it was fire, it burned them to a crisp. As of fire. Yeah. It's called God's holy fire. Yeah. Moses went to a bush that was burning but not consumed. That's God's fire. It'll consume you, but it won't burn you. It'll heal you. It won't hurt you. That's what God's power does. And it began to set on them, filled them with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the inspiration. Who spoke with tongues? They did. Who gave the inspiration? God did. See, it takes, God's not just going to put his Spirit upon you and you just start speaking in tongues uncontrollably. No, God gives you the choice to plug in to the power source and let the Holy Ghost, kimblo sekte, kimblo sata, kimblo let us say, speak in that heavenly language. By faith, I receive that and release it to you. I'm teaching you how to pray in the Spirit. Operate in the gifts of the Spirit. This is how I learned. It says, I will, but then we're not even going to go into all the gifts of the Spirit. But you have to choose to let him kimblo sete. And you, as long as you start praying in the Holy Ghost, you're speaking mysteries that your mind knows nothing about, but God knows every word. And then you can believe for the understanding in your own mind. Ask for the interpretation. That's what the Bible says. Pray that you may interpret. Amen. I want to know what God says. I want to tell my mind what God says. Because God says I'm free. God says I don't have to live in poverty. I can live above only and not beneath. That's what the Word says. And they begin to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. Tongue is not, people's made it fleshly. Tongues is evidence of the power. They saw something. Not only did they see something, they heard something. They heard them praising and magnifying God in all different languages. Tongues is of the church. It's of Jesus Christ, and it needs to be taught so people can get wisdom to receive it and believe it and operate in it. I didn't used to speak in tongues, but Paul said, I thank God that ye all speak in tongues, but you also may prophesy. Prophesy means just to say what God says in a way that you can understand it. You want to pray to speak in the Spirit, but then you want to believe God for the understanding. But main thing, you want to do what Jesus said to do. He said, stay there. Dwell there. I'm going to fill you there. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. Verse 6, and when this sound, say sound, when it occurred, the multitude came together. They wasn't driven apart. See, the devil wants to take tongues and he wants to drive denominations apart. Oh, y'all speaking them tongues? Just say yes. Let me show you in Acts 2 how it's of God. See, it just needs to be explained. There shouldn't be no fear about this. I shouldn't be timid about teaching it to you. I don't want to offend nobody. No, I'm going to tell you what Jesus said. He wants you operating in the power. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused because everyone heard them speak in their own language. Well, there's the author of confusion. There's the devil working amongst these people, but somebody's going to speak up here in a little bit. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, "Read, tell me, what's going on here? Man, they're speaking all kind of Spanish, Greek, Hebrew. Look, are not all these who speak Galileans?" Talking about the apostles. "And how is it that we hear them speak in our language?" This wasn't a, when they spoke in tongues, this wasn't a learned language. This wasn't translation. This was God filling them with His power to speak all kind of languages. Heavenly languages. Paul said, "When I pray, I'll pray in the tongues of angels and the tongues of men." There's tongues that the devil can't understand, that people can't understand. Only God understands. And it's through the Spirit. Amen? And it'll operate some power. It'll bring some power with it. In verse 9, they were talking about all the different languages. In verse 10. But in verse 11, and it says, "The Cretans and the Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own tongues." What are they saying? Help me. The wonderful works of God. This is what they were saying, praising God for all that He had done. Look back in your life. What amazing things has God done for you? Whenever you need healing, whenever you're facing a situation, go back and look at your past victories and start praising Him. If you can't see the victory in your present tense, go back and start praising Him and thanking Him for bringing you through something. Next thing you know, you'll be coming out of that. Because see, praise is what distills the enemy. Steals the enemy. Kills the enemy right there. I know I'm going a little bit longer, but I want to finish right through here. They were all amazed, verse 12, and perplexed, saying to one another, "What could this mean?" Preacher stands up. "Glad you asked. What does this mean?" Verse 14, Peter, Larry Honeycutt, stood up, full of the Holy Ghost and power. I'm just adding you in here, Larry. I thought this was a good time to put you in there. Larry Honeycutt stood up with 11, with about the 20 in the crowd, and said, raised his voice and said, "Men of Judea, Concord, and all who dwell in the Cabarrus County, let this be known to you. Heed my words, for these are not drunk, as you suppose. Since it's only the third hour of the day," somebody letting some stuff know out, they've been doing some drinking around here. Around 3 o'clock, these boys start drinking, but not now. It ain't that wine. It ain't that time. This is God's time. It's called God's new wine. He said, this is that was spoken by the prophet Joel. What did Peter say? He was filled with the Holy Ghost. He had been praying in tongues. Now he started prophesying. What the Word said, what the Holy Ghost said, this is the day. This is that was spoken by the prophet Joel. In them last days, I'm going to pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Say all flesh. Black, white, red, yellow. Doesn't matter. It's all beautiful flesh to God. He created it. Don't ever call what God created ugly. Don't even call your dog ugly. I got to repent on that. Or call your dog stupid. I got to repent on that. Now that dog does some stupid things sometimes, but he was created by God, right? Never call the Holy Ghost evil. Come on now. Never call what God is doing evil. That's blasphemy. God only does good. Only does good. That's all He ever does. Open the eyes of the blind. Open the ears of the deaf. Spoke to leprosy. Jesus is good. Jesus is your healer. Healing is here. If we only receive the benefits of just being born again, which do not get me wrong, being born again is awesome. If you do not have Jesus, that is the key. Receive Him, get born again. But if that's all we get, we're on the path to heaven. We're plugged in. We got born again. We got changed. That's what happened when I received Jesus as Lord. Actually, when I got born again, I didn't know about all this good stuff. All this good stuff in the book of Acts. So I was a sinner. Sinners don't get in this book. We get in all kind of bars and all kind of bad places in the earth. This is a good book. This is a holy book. But once I got born again, I got in the book, and I got into the book of Acts, and I'm like, man, there's a whole lot of shaking going on, and it ain't Jerry Lee Lewis. God was doing some shaking. He was shaking some tumors out. He was all doing all kind of good stuff because they were filled with the Holy Ghost. I got born again on my way to heaven, but we need the power. We need the power of the Holy Ghost, just like that oven. We need that other 120 to get 240 to get something cooking, to get something done. You just don't want a cake to be put in the oven. You want it to be caked and be done. Amen? God wants His church to get something done. Amen? Well, we've got to tell them about the power, because if you only got born again and you don't tell them about the power, we're not going to get some things done. Now, we're going to get born. We're going to make it to heaven. But there's a whole lot of hurting in this earth. That without God's power, people are going to make it to heaven, but they're going to be all band-aid up when they get there. Amen? God don't want that. He said He's coming back for a glorious church. Well, let's get some of them glorified before they go on. How about it? Amen? Let's help somebody else. This may be a little bit older, getting close to going to heaven. But let's just go ahead and get them healed. Let's tell them about the power. God wants you blessed. He wants you healed. In conclusion, my conclusion is not three or four scriptures. It's only one sentence. Amen. You're saying, man, I'm glad. I'm getting hungry. Now, I see a lot of people out here hungry for the Word. I see you listening. I see your spirits receiving. See, your healing is here. Healing is here. It's ministered right now. God's been serving you healing the whole time I've been preaching His Word. The Holy Ghost has been working. If you've been opening up your heart to receive, healing is here. Healing's working in you. All you got to do is let it cook to about, put it about 350. If you're on 200 degrees, bump it all up a little bit to about 350. Let it cook for about another 5 minutes. That's called get filled with the Holy Ghost if you're not filled. Believe to speak in tongues if you're not speaking in tongues. We got books out here, and when you go into the fellowship hall, talks about tongues. We're not afraid to. We put on a book where you can read it. Why Tongues, written by Kenneth E. Hagin. He was a Baptist preacher, a little Baptist boy. Got born again when he was about, I don't know, 8 or 9 or 10. Was paralyzed when he was 16 years old, laid on a bed for a year and a half, couldn't move. Preachers would come by and just, brother, just hang on just a little bit longer. Just a little bit longer, brother, you're going to go to heaven. That's all the comfort they would bring him. That's all they knew. They were in that age, a dispensation where they hadn't heard about the power because nobody carried it on. See, we got to carry on the tradition. What our children are hearing things that we heard. We pass on good things to them. When you sit down, when it's Christmas Day, we're going to have Christmas service here. But Christmas, when Easter is here, don't just tell them all the stories the world's telling. Take those stories and work it to the gospel. Don't judge. Don't bring condemnation this time of year. But you got to bring it back to Jesus. We've got to bring it back to Jesus. That's where their hope is. That's where the foundation is. Kenneth E. Hagin didn't get that. But it was in the Word. He had his old mother's or grandma's Methodist Bible. He called it Old Methodist Bible. He went to Mark 11. Mark 11. You might want to mark this in your Bible. Mark chapter 11, 22, 23, 24. And in those verses, he walked up off of that bed, paralyzed. Didn't no preacher come in there laying hands on him. God laid hands on him. He believed the Word. It was conceived. And then, as Kenneth's custom was, usually about 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, maybe earlier, they had breakfast, and the Holy Spirit said to him, do healed people lay in the bed when it's time to get up and eat? He said, no, Lord. So he took his legs that had no feeling. This is a 16-year-old boy. Took his paralyzed legs, flopped them over that old probably iron post. I'm trying to think of those old beds they had back then. Didn't have these old comfy mattresses like we got. Threw his legs off of there, grabbed to the bedpost, shaking and a trembling. Hear my little bell going on. Pulled himself up, standing. And God, suddenly, healing's here. Suddenly, he said he felt something on the top of his head like warm honey and just went down. This happened to Jesus in the River Jordan. When that Spirit, Holy Spirit, came down as a dove, see, so John could see it. That was one of the signs. This will be the man that the dove rests on his shoulder. And when it came down, it filled Kenneth. And he said, my legs started hurting. There was tingling. He said, it hurt so bad, but it felt so good. Because, see, he never walked. He was paralyzed. He said, next thing you know, he was standing there. Walked into the kitchen. He said, I want something to eat. So healed people get up and eat, as the custom is in the Hagen house. If you want some breakfast, you better get in there because the grandbabies are coming. If you want something to eat, you better hurry up. It ain't going to be there all morning, is it, Cynthia? It goes quick. Healing is here. We're going to close with this. Wait a minute. Did I give you my conclusion? I don't think I did. I gave you another scripture too, didn't I? Open up the ears. There's a psalm. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Eyes of my heart. Can my heart see? Yes. Can my heart hear?
Yes.
Open the eyes of your heart today, for the power of the Lord Jesus is present to heal you all. To fill you all.
Yes.
Healing is here. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. If you haven't received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, your Savior is here today. If you haven't received Him as Lord and Savior, if you could just let me know. This is also on internet, by way of internet. If you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, just lift up your hand. We want to know. And I'm thinking everybody in this church knows Jesus. But if you don't know Jesus, you can meet Him today. All you got to do is believe what you heard this preacher say today, that Jesus is here. All you got to do is say yes to Jesus. If you're listening and you don't know Him, just say yes to Jesus and He'll manifest Himself in you. He'll take your dead spirit and you'll become alive. You'll become alive unto God and you will have a ticket all the way to heaven. Your sins are washed away as clear as if you've never sinned. And they've been put away in the sea of forgetfulness. So that means you forget about them. Now you serve Jesus. Now my second question, if you haven't received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that power, and you want to receive it, let me know. Raise your hand here if you need it, want it, want to operate in it. Jesus is your baptizer. And if you're listening by CD, by internet, all you got to do is go to the book of Acts. But if you've heard this message, you're in the book of Acts. Now just start acting like it. Just believe. Lord, I believe, Jesus, You are the baptizer. And you say, Jesus. Church, say this with me. Jesus,
I receive You.
Baptize me
in the Holy Spirit.
Wash me
with Your power.
Fill me with Your power.
And I will speak in my heavenly language.
And that language will glorify God. Now, if you said that and you believed that, now by faith, all you do is you just believe you're going to speak in a language that's not your own. And as you start magnifying and praising God, there'll be a rumbling, there'll be a churning on the inside of you. It's not coming from the outside in. You'll feel something like living waters coming out from your spirit. Just let it out. You've got to release it. And Kimblo sete, Kimblo soto, Kimblo church. Let's just praise Him for a minute in tongues. As this song plays, just worship Him in the spirit. Kimblo sete, Kimblo sete. Lord, we praise You. We magnify You, Father. We thank You, Lord, for filling Your people with power, with the Spirit, Father. Lord, we just lift up our hands in the sanctuary and give You praise. Kimblo sete, Lord, Kimblo sete. Church, let's just stand up. Let's just stand up like the Spirit came in and filled them with power.